It is 8:11. It's time now for Morning Conversation on KIOW, and joined by Jill Kramer with Hancock County Economic Development, the Executive Director, also special guest Angela Nelson, who is, as AJ puts it, the hardest working producer in the business. So,
I love it.
Good morning.
Welcome to the radio. Glad to have you on. And Jill, it's we were just kind of talking off the air a little bit about kind of recapping the Hancock County District Fair last week, and also touch a little bit about RAGBRAI. But it's been last week was a big week in Britt.
Oh, it was a big day, big week all over Hancock County. I mean, you had Britt, Clemmy, and Garner. It was just huge, and it was just so neat to see all the people out there. We were at the fair all week, and it was phenomenal. They did a great job. What volunteers?
It was about perfect weather for the fair, and now in Britt, there's a little bit of a time off, and then the Hobo Convention coming up too, which we'll get to that. But first of all, this is a tax-free weekend, which officially runs through 11:59 tomorrow night, and it's a great opportunity for parents to save some money for school supplies heading back to school.
You know, not only that, this is just a great opportunity program through the state to really give back to our small businesses. You know, some of our small businesses are still trying to survive the pandemic, which kind of hit everybody really hard, and they're just kind of just pulling up their bootstraps and still going. And, you know, without these small businesses, they're the backbone of our community. So they're the first ones that give back when we need something. You know, they provide support when it comes back by giving back in their taxes to help our local ambulances, our EMTs, our schools. So, and these are all, not just that, they're our friends and neighbors. So I really say, hey, guys, get out there. We've got some great businesses in Hancock County. We've got Cobbler Shop, Gift So Sweet. We've got North Iowa Design. Mm-hmm. We have the Junk and Gal. They've just, and if you haven't been in some of those shops, believe me, I have, and I haven't walked out empty-handed.
Me neither.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, if you haven't been in some of those shops, you will be amazed the things you can get for your kids for school.
Yes.
And even for yourself, if, you know, it doesn't have to be just for kids.
So there's no sales tax on a lot of items that are under $100. So a lot of the shoes will be covered and the clothing type items and and that sort of thing. So be sure to take advantage of that. That is today and until midnight tomorrow night.
Well, enjoy the weekend and get out there and get some of that early school shopping done.
That's right, because it's not that far off for kids heading back to school.
What happened in the summer?
Well, it's just about gone. Once we get through Hobo Days, then it's just about officially gone.
Right around the corner.
Which is our next topic. That's why Angela Nelson is here. This is, of course, the 122nd annual National Hobo Convention. It starts on Wednesday. And Angie, what can people expect at Hobo Days this year?
Well, as you said, the festivities kick off on Wednesday with all-day sidewalk sales from the local businesses and a golf cart parade down Main Street at 6:30. This is the perfect opportunity, as Jill said, to get out and support your local businesses. Mm-hmm. So don't just do it this weekend. Do it next week, too. So on Wednesday, again, you'll be able to do that. And then on Thursday, the Hobo Art Gallery is open. The carnival also starts. And at 7 p.m. is the official fire lighting, Four Winds ceremony, and entertainment in the Hobo Jungle. Now, and if you've never been there, please, please go out and see that.
Now, also coming up on Thursday at 5:30 p.m., it's a big event. It's the Little Miss Britt pageant. I know that you and your daughter are going to be a part of that this year.
Yes. After 12 amazing years of Gift So Sweet running that, they put out a little message that they wanted somebody else to take it over. And so my daughter happened to volunteer us to do this.
Volunteer or voluntold?
Yeah, pretty much voluntold. So Abby and I have some really big shoes to fill. And, you know, we just want to thank the girls at Gift So Sweet because they have always done a tremendous job. So we applaud them. But yes, we're super excited to continue their tradition. And we have many new ideas on how to expand on it. But of course, Abby and I do not own any business, like Gift So Sweet, for example. Okay. And so we need help from our local communities. What we are looking to expand on is, at KIOW, most of you know that we do a live video stream. And we do that for our different events through the communities and also our sports programs. Sure. And so what we would like to do is do a live video stream of the Little Miss Britt pageant. That way people can have it kind of like as a memento. They people from all over the world can tune in. Maybe they aren't coming back from Hobo Days, but they want to watch it. They want to stay connected with these people.
Share with family.
Yes. Sure. They'll have that opportunity to do so. And then after the fact, they'll be able to go back and watch it. So people can have that as kind of a memento to keep for years to come. So yes, we are looking for supporters. We have an inexpensive way for your business or organization to be advertised and support these little girls. Also, if there are still any 6 to 8 year olds from Britt who would like to participate in the pageant, you can still do so. Preferably today, preferably letting me know today.
Okay.
Every little girl that participates gets a prize. And as we would like to ensure that every child gets rewarded for their efforts, we want this to be a fun event, and we will have judges that do not know these children, so no child or parent will feel any bias towards their child. Judges will be judging on conversation, personality, how they get along with others, appearance, and stage presence. We even would love to see some talent, if possible. And that could be even something as simple as, you know, reading a poem.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be anything dramatic. Just something to show us how the child stands out and more of that child's personality. So, yeah.
So if somebody would like to get involved, whether it's a business or just a person, how could they go about getting that information?
Well, they can reach me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook a lot. My email here at KIOW is Angela@KolofMedia.com, and that's KolofMedia.com. Or they can call my cell phone at 641-430-8876. And we really do appreciate any business or organization that would like to help us, or any little girls that want to get involved.
Now, that's going to be on Thursday at 5:30 at the gazebo behind the municipal building. And so what else is going on at the Hobo Convention this year? What are some of the highlights?
Well, there's a ton of events. Ton of events.
Fun.
Yes. So Friday, there's a Hobo Memorial Service, the Vagabond Craft and Collectibles Show. It's kind of like the traditional old-style flea markets.
Okay.
But there is a lot of crafts and just really neat collectibles. The carnival opens. The alumni banquet is at the school starting at 5 p.m. There's entertainment at the Hobo Jungle. And also that night at Veterans Park, they are bringing in a pop and classic rock cover band called Blacktop. They will perform at Veterans Park at 7 p.m. This is a very high energy cover band, classic rock, and kind of a somewhat country, somewhat classic rock, somewhat pop. Really, really good.
A little bit of everything.
Yes. You'll enjoy this one. So definitely bring your lawn chairs, and then they will have a crazy boy koi that's going to do an amazing fire act after that show.
Oh, those are my favorite.
And always Saturday is probably one of the biggest days every year at the Hobo Convention. What are some of the highlights on Saturday?
We got a 5K, 10K run walk in the morning. And then obviously the big parade with Grand Marshal John Swenson. For those of you that don't know, John owns Swenson's Do It Best Hardware. And he's a firefighter in Britt. So he really goes above and beyond for our great community. And I just want to say kudos and thank
well
you,
deserved.
John, and congrats.
Yeah, congratulations, John. He is an awesome guy. He works with me on the Bidco board and just really gotten to know him. And I really like him a lot.
He's awesome. And then we have free mulligan stew after the parade, the carnival, the Vagabond Craft and Collectibles Show, the Hobo Memorabilia Auction, followed by the King and Queen Coronation. Everybody loves that. The annual Toilet Bowl Races. If you've never seen those, you got to see those. Kids Pedal Pole, Tractor Pole. And then at 7 p.m. is another great band. These people come all the way from Nashville. This is a 6-person family. And as I believe the dad was in the band Exile. Uh-huh. So... You got to come see them, too. And definitely make sure you bring your lawn chairs. And that is sponsored by Scene Services, and Tony Sense is one of our advertisers.
Sure.
I just want to say kudos to him for bringing them.
And without those sponsors, none of this would be possible. So thanks to all those folks.
Sponsors and volunteers. So
yes, and a lot of volunteers involved too. Yep. And then things kind of wrap up on Sunday. There's a few things going on Sunday as well.
Yes, the classic car, truck, motorcycle, and tractor show starting at 8 a.m. And Jared Wingert is another one of our sponsors, or one of our advertisers here at the radio station of Mojo Productions. He's a great guy. He puts on a great show.
Huge volunteer in the community and gives back all the time. It's just, yeah, he's got a great crew.
Yes. And so that show, he'll be putting that on starting at 8. There's a craft show, omelet breakfast, fundraiser. That's a fundraiser, I believe, for the Eagle Wrestling Program.
Okay.
And the cheerleaders. So definitely take advantage of that. There's music that day. The Hobo Art Gallery's open. And there's also a pie and ice cream show social.
And all these events can also be found. I believe they have a Facebook page and a website, too, with
yes.
All this information.
Yes, BritHoboDays.com, or find them on Facebook at BritHoboDays.
And I know the deadline is today, but if someone wants to get involved with the Little Miss Brit pageant, they can get a hold of you today and still get set up with that?
Yes. Again, my email here is Angela@KoloffMedia.com, or they can call my cell phone at 641-430-8876. Or just find me on Facebook.
Well, thanks, Abby, for signing up your mom, because that sounds like you're having a great time.
And normally I don't do this sort of thing. I'm not live usually, but...
Great job you did.
You did a fine job.
Thanks, guys.
You did a great job. But Jill, thank you as always for
coming
in and talking to us this morning. We've been visiting with Angela Nelson of KIW and Jill Kramer, the Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director, talking about the upcoming 122nd National Hobo Convention in Britt, which gets underway on Wednesday.